If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy you are with us. And I'm happy particularly because I have somebody very special on the line with me. And we're going to be doing two things at once here because we're actually broadcasting for radio, and we are at the same time broadcasting for TV. How cool is that? And I want to make sure that you go to all the appropriate websites you need to go to because we podcast every radio show for 52 weeks, and we archive every radio show forever and ever. And you'll find all of that at sabrams.com, where you can click around to get to everything that you need, and photos and all that good stuff. So that's very exciting. And I know that I have a slew of golfers and people interested in golf in both my radio and TV audiences. So I've got a treat for you today. We're going to go off to a wonderful golfing resort that every member of the family, no matter what their age, will enjoy, I promise you, because I've actually been there and I just loved the place. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me Kevin Baker. I think I might have met Kevin a bunch of years ago at Reunion Resort and Golf Club in, I never say this right, is it Kissimmee or Kissimmee, Florida, Kevin?
Well, I guess it's depending on where you're from, but I say Kissimmee, so.
Yeah, I can see you next time I see you. Such, I mean, it's a fun name. You got to have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're practically a butt Orlando, no?
Yeah, no, we're so close to Orlando. I mean, it's, you know, downtown Orlando's, I think, what, exit 80, and we're at exit 60, so we're 20 miles right down the road. It's very easy to get to.
Well, how many acres is Reunion Resort? I mean, it's just a huge amount of property, isn't it?
Yeah, Stephanie, 2,300 acres.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah.
How many guests can you accommodate?
Well, currently we have 380 units. That's one-bedroom units all the way up to 13-bedroom estate homes. So if you count the number of bedrooms, I think we're right around 2,300. So it's almost like a 2,300 hotel room just spread out over the 2,300 acres. So
each the guests of each room get an acre to themselves, in essence.
Yeah, it's almost. You're right.
Wow. I didn't realize it's that big. I knew it was big, but that's substantial. When did the resort open?
Well, we opened up in 2003, a soft opening. I'll call it the front nines of the Palmer and the Watson design. And that actually ended up being our LPGA tournament course. We started that actually, it was in 2006, 7, and 8. The main resort where you would do the majority of your check-ins was 2007. That's like our high-rise condominium, two-bedroom condominium units where everybody rate checks into. It sort of looks like the hotel, but everything is spread out from there. So, you know, soft opening first few years as a developer, and then subsequent to then, it's been, 2018 and 300, almost 400 units later.
Wow. I'm going to have to go to sabrams.com and put in Reunion Resort and find what was the first interview I ever did, because I have a suspicion it was fairly close to when the property opened, soft or otherwise.
Yeah, I remember you were saying it was, I think, 2008. I think you were...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you guys were just coming down the pike about then.
Yeah.
Ah, that's fabulous. And you've been with the company since the property opened?
Yes, 2003. I'm actually going into my 15th year in May, next month, and looking forward to another 15 years.
At least, huh? But you didn't start out as the general manager with all the headaches. What did you start out with?
Well, I started off as the head golf professional. Then in a couple of years, I was promoted to the director of golf. And I was director of golf for 11, 12 years. And then just recently been appointed to the general manager. And
go you!
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, you hang around long enough, they got to give you the job, right?
I don't know. It doesn't always work that way. I mean, you know, competence is a factor that comes into play. It's not just because you've been there a long time and you're cute. So how was that transition? I mean, before, would you have gotten to play golf every day as the golf director?
Well, it's, I've director of golf, you know, once you get up the chain, I guess you think you could play a lot more golf, but then you,
get caught,
you know, I guess you got to do a thing called work, you know, and make sure the people underneath you. But it's been a good, I play when I can play. You know, it's this time of the year, it's a high season for us, so I tend to take some time off. I'm originally from North Dakota, so I always took the winter months off. So for me, taking this time of the year off, it's not a bad thing. But when the daylight changes, you know, we start getting lighter a little bit later, so it's, you know, now... you can sneak away for a few nine holes after 5 o'clock time frame, and of course play with some of the staff to have a good time out there. But it's, you know,
I was always convinced, even though people told me otherwise, that there were no people in North Dakota, just moose.
Yeah,
that's not true, huh?
Well, it's interesting. They got I think 57 or 58 golf courses now. Maybe it's a few more.
In North Dakota?
In North Dakota, yes. And they actually have still some with the sand greens, believe it or not.
They have the what?
Sand greens. Looks like it's a bunker, but you take like a squeegee and you flatten your ball, you know, flatten your lie out to hit it in the hole, but it's no grass. But, yeah, just in Osceola County alone, I think there's just as many golf courses as they are in North Dakota, so...
That's unbelievable. I would think that North Dakota would have a very short golfing season. Certainly, yep. As compared to Florida.
Yes, that's why I'm down here.
Okay, now I get it. Now all the pieces fall into place.
But it's all relative, you know.
That's it. You followed the sun, did you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, just talked to some friends back home in there. Getting some late snowstorms, but they were playing golf when it was 35 degrees. So why all of us Floridians are dressing our kids in parkas and gloves when it's under 50? They're out in shorts. So
yeah, but you know your body does acclimate. I mean, we live in the mountains in the northwest corner of Massachusetts, and I mean, in the month of April, you know, we're still getting snow showers, and wake up in the morning, you got to clean the car off, and you know, snow, maybe it's only a half inch or not even an inch, but it's enough to be, you know, a little bit of a nuisance. But, you know, our highway people, they do such a fabulous job keeping all the roads clean. So if you can get yourself out of your driveway, you know, and we live at the bottom of a San Francisco hill, you know, because in essence, we're at the bottom of a mountain. And so we've got this challenge to get up the hill. If we can make it up the hill, we're fine. You know, it's getting up the hill. That's a big deal. You can't relate to that anymore, eh?
No, you know, I've, just the other day, I guess, I figured out that I've been in Florida more than North Dakota. So,
oh, wow.
I don't know. I guess maybe that's a Floridian. Who knows?
Yeah. But, I mean, people in North Dakota, I would think, and other places in the northern third of the U.S. that, you know what winter is, us hale and hearty types, I would think would, you know, look forward to a breakaway, especially in a place as wonderful as Reunion Resort and Golf Club in Kissimmee, Florida, that, you know, to get away from, not only, you know, have a respite from winter, but also, you know, golfers get weird when they don't get to golf for a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they get itchy. So, yeah. But I would think, you know, there'd be, you know, more administration in what you're doing now than there was when you were the director of golf. So are you, you know, even though it's right under your nose, is there any frustration about not being able to play as often as you'd like?
Well, no, I wouldn't. You know, it's you know, new job. You got new responsibilities. You got new challenges. You know, it kind of keeps you going. Like I said, this time of the year, it's typically take off. So I'm actually looking forward to a summer season of playing some golf, like I usually do with the team here.
All right.
But yeah, you know, it's not a. You know, it's like with anything; it's all relative. You know, you're strong as a team underneath you, and I got a really great team here, and I've known quite a few of them for a lot of years here. So, you know, it's the old saying: it's sometimes it's hard to be a king in your own kingdom. And
no, the saying goes like this: it's good to be the king. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here, talking with Kevin Baker, general manager at Reunion Resort and Golf Club in Kissimmee, Florida, a place you've got to know, people. It's so wonderful. There. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
The greens were never greener, and I was never keener to play.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The Pop season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%.
Be sure to keep your left arm straight. Keep your right elbow in. Let your knees bend at the waist and keep the ball beneath your chin. Now stick your butt out, keep your head down, but most of all, relax and you'll find golf is such an easy game. You gotta putt like Jack, charge like Arnie, swing it smooth just like Ernie, be like Ben and dig your game out of the range. Daily-esque and crush that driver, concentrate just like Tiger, and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do,
it's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Kevin Baker, general manager of Reunion Resort and Golf Club. And they are located in Kissimmee, Florida, which is a hop and a jump from Orlando. And one of the things I loved when I visited there was that you're close enough to Orlando to do all the theme parks and stuff that many people go to Orlando for, but you're far enough away not to feel like you are in the midst of the wildness and the honky-tonk. And so one of the challenges you're going to have, so I want to tell you up front, plan however long when you want to go to Reunion Resort, plan to stay 2 days longer than you thought you were going to stay. And that's so that you can really spend time at the resort and not feel guilt-ridden that you're not running off to see and do all the things that people go to Central Florida to see and do. Because you really want to have the time to enjoy, soak up, appreciate, participate in the various things that are there for you to see and do. And maybe just go and relax and do nothing, which is a wonderful thing to do, I have to tell you, especially when you're surrounded by comfort and luxury and wonderful views and great food. And but we've got Kevin Baker with us, and I'm just wondering if you can first just kind of do an overview. One of the things I didn't get to do when we visited, and this is a bunch of years ago, so we have to make our way to Central Florida again, come visit you. But I was busting to get into that Lazy River thing, and we were so busy, and I think we spent 6 days, five nights on property. And yeah, we weren't running off to do other things. We were, you know, covering, interviewing people, talking with people, taking photographs and all that. And, I was so captivated by that Lazy River routine. I mean, the people that were floating by were in a trance. I mean, they were in another planet. They were so happy. They were in their own happy zone floating by. And I thought, I've got to do that. And we never got to do it. So maybe you can explain how long it is and how it operates and who does it and what. Go.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, it's like you said, Stephanie, it's, you know, when you come to a destination and, you know, it's a family destination, you know, with the name Reunion, like we have the reunions at Reunion, you know, you're talking about our water park here. So it's a 6-acre water park, Lazy River, with a zero built-in, you know, where you just walk down into the pool, you know, you don't have to jump in. Great area for the kids to hang out there as well. Then you then can dive right into the jet-propelled Lazy River, which hop on an inner tube and there's literally soak your way around the river. There's a
You're
bunch of waterfalls, and just a fantastic place to hang out. And you can there's a really cool kids area where it has its own little mini water park and slide, totally connected with inside the water park. So, you know, totally trusted by you know, all of our lifeguards around there. So while the parents are floating around the river, you can have the kids over there in the section, and then of course right in the middle of everything we got a cool tiki bar that obviously you can enjoy some properly chilled adult beverages throughout the day, and then just really enjoy, you know, lots of cabanas, umbrellas that you can really sit back and relax at. And even though, you know, we're open all year round, it's nestled in with lots of vegetation to where even if it's a little bit chilly out and the wind's blowing and you got the sunlight out there, it's still heated to 84, 85 degrees. So
oh,
even when
my
the
kind of water. That's my kind of water. I don't like water I have to get used to.
Yep. So this is.
I have a tough time with that.
Yeah, so it's a great, definitely, you know, like you said earlier, you know, two, three extra days, you know, that's definitely a half a day to all day planned, because not only the water park, we have 11 other pools at Reunion.
Wow.
That are all connected with each other, staying guests at Reunion. You have access to them. Some of them have little kiddie features. Some of them are a little more of adult flavor. We have one called the Cove. It has two nice hot tubs as well as a bar that serves food and all that good stuff. And a little bit of a different atmosphere, a little bit less chaotic, I guess, than a hustle and bustle water park.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me. I'm talking with Kevin Baker about Reunion Resort and Golf Club in Kissimmee, Florida. And I have to tell you, he's making me crazy right now, because all I want to do is go home and pack. And regrettably, that's not going to happen anytime this month. So unless I say, hey, why not? That's a good thing. Remember that line. Hey, why not? We could do it. We could do it. We'll be right back.
You got a butt like Jack, charge like Arnie, swing it smooth just like Ernie, be like Ben, and dig your game out of the range. Be Daly-esque and crush that driver, concentrate just like Tiger, and you'll find golf is such an easy game. All you gotta do is hit that bay like Trevino, play that draw just like Arnie.
just like Sergio hit it straight. Byron Nelson's claim to fame. Get out of that rough, just like Sammy. Pop that wedge, just like Lefty, and you'll find that golf is...
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Shop Lowe's for deals to help you save on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your lawn, get 50% off all Pennington One Step Complete. Pennington One Step is a grass seed mix that contains mulch, seed, and fertilizer to help you grow a dark green, drought-resistant lawn. Get yours today for 50% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through May 2nd while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Kevin Baker. Kevin was formerly the director of golf at Reunion Resort and Golf Club and has graduated to the position of general manager. Before you came to Reunion Resort, Kevin, what'd you do? Where were you?
Well, I grew up in North Dakota. Got tired of the cold weather. Went to North Dakota State University on a scholarship, and then eventually thought I'd try to do this thing called a PGA Tour. Came down to Florida, and at that time was, my first tournament. I thought I played really well, and it ended up being a shortened tournament to 2 days because of rain, and the guy I played with took second place and shot 64 or 66 or something, and I shot 73, 74.
Was that big?
Basically, he beat me, I think, by 18 or 19 shots, and I was like, holy cow, I'm not sure if the tour is for me. So I decided at that point, as a young 21-year-old, like, let me do focus on the stuff I went to college for, and which was management, and decided to head the management route. So ever since then, I've been in Florida. I've worked at some great resorts and been at Reunion the last 15 years. So wow. It's been a great, great run. And
do you regret not honing your skills and seeing if you could be the next big name?
Yeah, you know, I think every golf professional thinks that. Although for me, I knew, you have to have the it factor. You got to have that where you got to be able to swing at it as hard as you can swing at it and not think about it. How hard you swung at it and how you did that. And, obviously hit the ball in the middle of the club face to make it go down the middle of the fairway. And unfortunately, I had to do a lot more thinking. And so not really regretting it. I kind of always knew I probably didn't have the game, but it was always, when you try a few tournaments and see if you can get to the window, then you know that if you didn't, then you're okay with it. But, yeah, I wouldn't say I regretted anything. I mean, I've seen a few other golf pro friends that spent 10, 12, 15 years on trying to get out there. Unfortunately, spent a lot of money from different sources of their funding, and now are kind of figuring out the next step. So,
yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. From the point of view of you're talking about getting it straight down the middle. I was having an interesting chat with Alan Maloney, who is the managing partner of a wonderful resort, a state resort in Ireland in County Mayo called Mount Falcon. And he was talking about links courses in Ireland where, the wind is a big factor. And then there's one golf course he referred to as the Beast. Everybody calls it the Beast. It has 100-foot dunes, naturally formed. It wasn't some backhoe or something that came in and moved the ground around to create these dunes. And he said, like, the ball is never flat, and your feet are never flat, and you're always on an angle, so your stance becomes a problem, and then you got the wind, the factor into this. I mean, is it easier to play in Orlando than it is to play this Beast?
Yeah.
Well, there's the answer, folks.
No, it's
I know you've got some fancy names who have been involved in the creation of your the golfing. How many holes are there altogether that
well,
you can
we
play?
Have, we have 54 holes.
Wow.
Designed by the legends Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Tom Watson. And you know, it's when you describe a golf course, and like for example, Tom Watson. This was his first design in Florida here. He spent a lot of time out here. Just a quick fun story. So this is before 2002, 2003, right when we were opening. I get a knock on the door at the maintenance barn before we even had anything out here. He was in town for the father-son championship, and I'm just kind of holding down the fort. We were only playing VIP rounds. All of a sudden, Mr. Watson is knocking on the door.
Wow.
And he's like, hey, can I go check out my golf course? This is in December now when it's getting light. You know, really early, about 5:30, and I said, "Yeah, Mr. Watson, absolutely." So I gave him a key to one of the carts, and it was like a Gator style ones where you can take it out there. We didn't even have the cart pass in at the time. Well, that was about 1:30, and about 5:36, completely dark. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, Tom Watson is lost out there. He can't find his way back in."
Oh my gosh.
And I felt really, I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is like not good." I mean, I think he was winning the tournament, so I ended up taking. We had a company pickup that had a four wheel drive, and sure enough, he wasn't stuck. He was out there in this one area, analyzing the golf shots, hitting some shots, and really embracing what his first golf course in Florida was. So as far as the beast, I mean, he made a golf course that, if you haven't played the Watson design, it's a golf course that doesn't have any water hazards. It's all undulations. It's bunkers. It's 186 bunkers. It reminds him of the courses that he was successful at, which were the Open Championships. And it's a golf course that you play once and you really love it, and you want to play it a second, third, and fourth time. And loads of people walk away this love in the golf course.
Oh wow, that's cool.
It's really a fun story I like to tell, and I would have felt really bad if you would have got stuck out there. But he's sure enough has taken good notes.
Yeah. Well, how does that course compare to the Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer courses?
Yeah. So three different courses. You know, you go to a lot of these big resorts, and they got courses that are relatively the same style. All of them are completely different. So
and they're all 18 holes.
All 18 holes, 54 holes, championship, five sets of tees. We've hosted little tournaments all the way up to LPGA tour events with everything in the middle. We're just actually hosting the NCAA National Championships Regionals.
Wow.
here on the Watson course in May. But, Arnold Palmer, typical, I'll call it the more resorty style course. You know, he was not the straightest off the tee, so his designs are a little bit open. So for those resort guests that maybe haven't played in a while, it's a good course to start out on. But lots of elevation changes, lots of hitting down into greens, hitting up into elevated greens, playing around the topography that was already here. And it's a really good layout, completely different than the Watson course. They're side by side, but when you play them, it's on the same piece of land, but you walk away saying, oh yeah, that was definitely the Watson course. And then our Nicklaus course, you know, this would be our, I wouldn't say our signature course, but it is our toughest course. It is the course that people definitely want to play. You know, Jack Nicklaus signature designs are sought off. Everybody loves to enjoy those, and that's just a combination between both of these. So I call it throwback greens. The green complexes are a little bit smaller than what we're used to in the modern day, and which makes it really fun. So it's a shot maker's golf course. A little bit shorter holes on some of the par fours, but they definitely stretch. Stretches out to for a really good test out there.
Do you find that most of your guests will arrive with their own clubs, or are they renting when they get there?
Yeah, you know, I would say it's, you know, we play 100,000 rounds, you know, maybe 10,000 rounds will be a rental. Although we've been using the shipping companies, there's quite a few of them out there that ship their clubs. You know, they got these really great services. If they're from a place, you know, country club up in your part of the world, they'll call the head professional. You know, they're getting tired of those Northeasterners coming through, beating you guys up over this last winter, and they'll be like, hey, pro, can you send my clubs down to Reunion? They got these great services where they come up, pick the clubs up. The club member doesn't even have to even go get his clubs. They arrive at Reunion right as they walk outside their door, wherever they're staying, in either, you know, one of the big homes.
There they are.
And then it alleviates the headache of taking them on the airplane, and it's about the same prices that you would pay for the oversized luggage. So people tons of people ship their clubs in there, which makes it really convenient for the guests coming in here at Reunion.
Oh, that's super. That really is super. Now, you've mentioned that there were condo style and luxury home style, and explain what the options are for people who want to come and visit Reunion Resort as it relates to accommodations.
Yeah, so all of the units here have full kitchens. I mean, we're talking the big refrigerators like you have at the house, at your homes that you're part of. So one-bedroom condominiums, and those are roughly 1,200 square foot, and then it goes up to two-bedroom, and then we got majority of our three-bedroom units, which are around the golf course. They sleep four perfect. I always like to say whoever shot the two highest scores in the foursome gets to sleep in the same room, but it's full-size beds. But then we jump up to our homes, so we have starting off four-bedroom homes, all the way up to our luxury brand, the 13-bedroom.
13-bedroom house?
13-bedroom house. They got some 10,000 square foot homes out here.
Wow.
Believe it or not, bowling alleys in a basement.
You're kidding. Like regulation or those little silly duck pen things?
Oh, no, this is the real deal.
The real deal. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you to compliment the experiences of your day exploring Ireland. Let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm having so much fun talking with Kevin Baker, who is the general manager of Reunion Resort and Golf Club in Kissimmee, Florida. That I'm, you know, it's reminiscent of the fun I had when I was a guest there. It's got to be 9 years ago, I want to say, maybe 8 years ago. It's a long time since we came to visit. But, I went away feeling like one of these days we have to go back, because one of the things I didn't get to do, and there were many, but one of them was I didn't get to go in their lazy river, which I have to take care of one of these days. But I remember, you're bringing back to mind for me, Kevin, what a wonderful, enjoyable, well-run, well-managed, pampering experience it was. And the accommodations are all spacious and delicious. So, everybody's got plenty of room to find their own little happy spot. And we did a lot of having meals on property because, well, we were also busy producing radio and we didn't have time to go drive somewhere and go find some place to eat. So it was wonderful that the food was great. But for the person who, you could get in the car and go somewhere and do something else someplace, what would entice them to stay on property for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we have six different restaurants. So I'll just start off with the basic one, which is our clubhouse, which is great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Your typical clubhouse food, you got your burgers, American fare. We always throw
club
in
sandwiches.
Sandwiches and that sort of thing. We always throw in a fun special every night, and we theme it up. We have Mondays is burger night and Tuesday's taco night, and we even throw in some fun programming out there in the veranda with some music on Wednesday night.
Very nice.
Then walk over to the main building. We have our sushi bar with Chef Ha. He's been with the actually just had his 10-year anniversary, and wow, he has an unbelievable following. Like, if in season on certain nights, if you are wanting to get one of his special rolls that we throw out there, it's definitely is busy. And then that's right next to that is our Italian restaurant called Forte, connected to that bar area. But our signature restaurant is up on the rooftop on floor 11, so hence the name of the restaurant is 11. And up there is our signature steakhouse that just got voted best view in Orlando for a restaurant. You actually overlook the golf courses and the community, and it's a kind of an open air restaurant. If you time of the year, if it warrants to open up the door, so it almost feels like it's a fresh, nice air breeze and everything flowing in there, and you can see the Disney fireworks.
Oh wow!
And then
that's a plus.
Yeah, it's definitely a great place to hang out. And then the view, we call it the view. That's the place on the, obviously, at the view of the 11th floor there, right outside the restaurant, where we serve some tapas style, smaller plates and drinks and that sort of thing.
Were
there
the view and the 11 open pretty much early on in the resort's history?
Yeah, I mean 2007 is when we opened up the building, which it's obviously on top of, and so you may have caught first couple of years that we're in here.
Yeah, those two names I remember. But I want to say when we were there, you said there are six restaurants. Did one open more recently? Because I seem to remember there were like four or five. Is there one that opened later?
Yeah, I mean, we have the Cove restaurant, which is a little tiny one over there at the pool area, and then, of course, the water park. So it probably been the sushi bar would probably have been the most recent one, because
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, reposition that.
Yeah.
So but there's all kinds of different dining. I mean, you're here for 4 or 5 days. You can have a different dinner every single night and not have to worry about getting outside the gate. And
how cool. What has happened at Reunion Resort is that it has been designed to be a destination. You got it all right there. And if you want to leave and go other places, Lord knows what you've got in Central Florida. It's in abundance. But stay long enough so that you really can relax and be pampered and enjoy everything that Reunion Resort has to offer. And their website is reunionresort.com. So you want to go check it out. You'll find the links at sabrams.com and the show notes and the directory and the forums and cross-reference in a dozen different places online. I want to thank you so much for Kevin for joining us today. Stay with me as we go on the top of the hour news. Everybody else, pay attention to the news. And we'll be back on the flip side. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.